Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." After God created the world, He had Adam give names to all the creatures God had made. It would have been obvious to Adam that every creature had a companion. Mr. Lion had Mrs. Lion, Mr. Giraffe had Mrs. Giraffe, and so forth. It was God's intention to supply Adam with a companion too. His creating activity wasn't quite complete. To a certain degree, Adam could have found some level of companionship within the animal kingdom, but God wanted to give him an even better gift, so He created Eve. Eve shared Adam's humanity. Eve was a friend. Adam now had someone suitable for him. He had someone similar to him and equal to him, but uniquely different. He had someone to share in his joys and help carry his sorrows, someone to grow old with, someone to talk to. Not only did Eve provide Adam with companionship and vice versa, but they also formed a compatible, harmonious team. Jesus said, "God created them male and female." God very consciously and carefully created two distinct genders so they could team up together and complement each other. Even in a world where some try to erase the differences between genders, the Bible shows a loving Creator who knows how to give good gifts, special gifts, varied gifts. In a marriage, what one spouse lacks physically, emotionally, or psychologically, the other can provide. Where one might be weak, the other can be strong. Husbands and wives are teammates and partners. But that doesn't mean they will always have the same jobs, opinions, or ideas. Instead, they bring into the relationship different strengths, different abilities, and different backgrounds. They are better together than they are apart. Husbands and wives, take a moment to consider how unique and even how different your spouse may be from you. Rejoice in those differences. Thank God for the complimentary companion He has given you. Gracious Lord, ever since the beginning of the world, You have showered Your people with good gifts. Thank You for the many different and unique people You have put into my life. Help me to shower them with kindness and affection. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.